Hey guys, it's Anis, and I thought of doing a interesting questionnaire that just popped up by Belle in the Woods not too long ago. I did another questionnaire by her, like her random questions that was really good. So this one looked like it had some serious potential. Number one. Do you remember your dreams? If so, have you ever had any recurring dreams? I haven't really remembered a dream in a while. The only times I remember dreams is if, like, it's one of those situations where, like, I wake up on a weekend and then I kind of, like, lay in bed and kind of, like, drift back and forth between, like, consciousness and awake. That's like the only occasions I ever remember my dreams. I've never had recurring dreams. I have had like multiple dreams in a similar, like it had similar motifs. Back when I was in high school, I've had several dreams involving like spiders. I'm not like arachnophobic at all. I wouldn't want like some run-of-the-mill spider on me, of course. Like I would let a tarantula on my hand if, you know, like there was a trained professional with me or whatever, but like I've had several dreams involving spiders in the past. Like I had one dream where I woke up in my house, like it was just like normal shit, but my entire house, like the inside of it, was covered in spider webs. And like, you know when you have that kind of situation in a dream where you under like you don't have any explanation necessarily for why something is the way it is. You just know that it is. Like, I knew in the dream that if I touched the webs that I would die. So I had to like hop on like 1 foot from my bed to the door trying to escape. I had another dream where like it wasn't my house, like it was some other house that I was like in the dream and like this gigantic spider, like it's not like Aragog size spider, but it was pretty big. Like it was big enough to fill a lot of an attic, like a big attic, and it had taken over the house, and like it was terrorizing us kind of like. I had another dream, where. And it was weird. Like this was after like I had read To Kill a Mockingbird in like 10th grade, and like I had a dream where I went to my brother's house and like I had to help Atticus help kill giant spiders. Like it was really weird. I've also had several dreams involving like apocalypses. Like usually like zombie apocalypses in various ways. I think of recurring dreams, it's the only two like major themes that occasionally followed me. Yeah. Number two, of all of your senses, do you find that one is more heightened than the others? How does this change your day-to-day view of the world based on the stronger sense? I would say that my strongest sense is, I guess, a smell. Like, if someone uses, hand sanitizer. If someone uses hand sanitizer, even within like, I mean, think about a normal amount of space between two cubicles. If someone in like the adjacent cubicle uses hand sanitizer, I can smell it and it like it makes me like I can't think straight. Like it literally makes my brain hurt. It's so bad. And that's the same thing with like if you're wearing a lot of perfume or like cologne and that's like really strong, like it will be so bad that I'll be coughing, like, or another instance, like I walked by like a Bed Bath and Beyond, or was it a Bed Body Works, Bed Bath, like Bed Bath and Body Works, whatever. That's the with a lot of good smelling shit. I can't walk by that store. Like it is just like the smell of it, literally within like a good couple feet of the entrance, will literally fuck me up. Like I just cannot go into that store. And like, now, as well as like that kind of shit, you know, I also have a lot of good moments where I have a really pleasant smell that really, really makes me have like a nice time, like the smell of coffee, you know, stuff like that. Like, how does it change my day-to-day view of the world? I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure how that changes my view of the world. I guess in a weird way, like if you have a strong smell, you create stronger memories, maybe, like about things, 'cause scent is one of the most associated senses with memory. So I don't know. I guess I probably create stronger memories because of it, maybe. I don't know. Number three, are you hungry right now? If so, what are you craving? I'm not particularly hungry. I probably will be pretty soon. But I am. I would say that right now I'm craving sushi in any case because I fucking love sushi. Like, I would eat sushi all the time if I could afford it. Like, all the fucking time. Every day. For every meal. I am not always craving it, but I could eat it all the time if I wanted. I'm craving it right now. Number four. Do you have a favorite smell or scent? I have several favorite scents. The smell of coffee brewing, the smell of gasoline, the smell of like when you bathe your dog and like right after you've dried them off, like that natural scent of dog or cat, like that is one of my favorite smells. What's another good one? I had another good one. I really love the smell of like cinnamon, like any, I get maybe it's lump spice, like certain spices into one category, like cinnamon and like nutmeg and shit like that. Like really big on that. Okay, yeah. Oh no, and any kind of acetone product, like nail polishes and stuff like that, I love the smell of that. It is so good. Yeah, it's some of my top. That's most of my tops. Number five, do you have a pet? Ha! If so, please do a reenactment of what you imagine their internal monologue to be like while dreaming. All right, so anybody who has listened to any questionnaires I've done or read any of my comments knows I have a cuddle pug. And I have heard him when he's dreaming or whatever. Like, you know, whenever a dog is like dreaming and they're like, they move and they make like that little like, honestly, my pug, when he dreams, he probably like has nightmares about me actually eating him. Because I play with him, and like it's one of like the biggest things is that like I tell him I'm gonna eat him. Like that's the way I play with him. Self like shameless plug. I just created my own subreddit, and I actually did a recording of me playing with Charlie for like 3 minutes. So if you want to get an idea about what that is and what I'm talking about, go to my subreddit, So Sweet Like an Anise. It's this is like specifically just so you can get some like clarity on what I'm talking about. Are you a daydreamer? Well, number six, are you a daydreamer? What do you find yourself spacing off and thinking about? Is it during particular times or when bored, etc.? I'm more prone to daydreaming, definitely, if I am bored. And especially if I'm tired, like if I didn't really get enough sleep and I'm kind of drifting off, which I don't really do that much anymore. Like when I started more like frequently writing for GWA, like and when I write scripts at work. I'm completely shameless about it. I honestly write scripts at work and shit. So when I'm not busy, I do stuff for GWA, and I'm not really particularly bored and daydreaming much anymore. But when I daydream, it's usually sexual because I'm an incredibly fucking sexual person. I think about sex a lot, so if I'm daydreaming, I'm probably like imagining something like sexual. And now that I've kind of evolved a little bit in terms of what I think I'd like sexually, like my on the occasions where I do this, it's a lot more sexy. And that usually ends up meaning I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom and rub it out at work. Hell, last week I kind of had that sort of thing happen to me. I rubbed out like 2 times at work. And I've been doing that for years. Like I was doing that before I got on GWA. Like I was posting, and I wasn't really listening to GWA before I started posting at work anyway. I do occasionally listen at work. Number seven, do you have any favorite textures, textiles of material you find yourself wearing as clothing more often, cotton, silk, etc.? What do you like about the texture feel of this material? I don't have a particular favorite like texture or textile. I guess like I like cotton shirts, I guess. Like I like something like it's really soft and fits well to my form, I guess. Like I mostly wear band t-shirts. Like I wear pug t-shirts and band t-shirts. I don't really wear much else. And I get more pug t-shirts and band t-shirts all the time. I'm like cycling out my wardrobe bit by bit until that's basically all I have. Number eight. How do you feel about leather? Well, I actually wrote a poem for GWA about liking leather, like leather boots specifically. I love leather. Like, I think it's hot as shit. I think it's perfect for the sorts of things that, like, I'm into. If I could get a woman to dom me, like wearing leather, like I guess even that stereotypical leather look, or even really just naked except boots, that would be hot as fuck. Like no clothes, just boots, just thigh highs. That, like stepping on me and putting me out like a cigarette. Like, yeah, leather's awesome as fuck. It smells good. Like, I've never tasted it, but like. I have a f like I've heard I've read other people talking about the taste of leather, And it really sounds like it's just like a really nice thing to have in your mouth. Okay. Let me get off that for a second before I get too far down that train of thought. Number 9. Science suggests that we enjoy fatty foods for a number of reasons: texture, mouthfeel, chemicals, etc. Do you eat fatty foods? If so, what is your favorite calorie monster? Favorite fatty food. I generally like don't eat super fatty food. Like, one of my go-to meals is like Morningstar veggie patties that I'll like cook up, and I'll make like a double burger out of that, and then like I'll heat up a vegetable steamer. That's like one of my go-to meals for dinner when I'm home. And even when I actually seriously cook, like I like cooking with turkey, which is not nearly as fatty. I guess if I'm gonna go with something really fatty, like, I mean, I guess a decent, just normal ass fucking burger would be a go-to, like, fatty kind of food. Oh man, like a good pot roast. Oh fuck. Yeah, there you go. Like, for something really fatty, like a fucking, like, really good pot roast. Oh fuck. This shit is so dope. I just had some of that, or like last week, last weekend. Yeah, it was good as fuck. Number 10. You're at an old-timey ice cream parlor. What flavor milkshake do you order? An old-timey? I don't imagine they have a lot of the same toppings that we do nowadays. So I guess I'm just gonna go with a standard vanilla. I like chocolate, but as a milkshake, like, it's just not that like big of a deal for me. I'm more of like, I want a vanilla milkshake and then get like toppings like crumbled Oreos, like Reese's pieces. Like, I'm way more about toppings and stuff than I am about anything else. Number 11, are you sensitive to loud noises? I can be. It's less of being sensitive to loud noises and being like really perturbed by particular noises. Like, I was at my cubicle and like somebody was flipping around. We had this clock at the front desk where if you flip it, it like shows the temperature, it shows the time, it shows the date, and all this other stuff. And like one of our OPS guys was just like flipping it over and over. And there's a fair bit of space between me and that front desk, but I could just hear it. I literally got up and I'm like, dude, can you stop doing that? Like, just stop it. It's fucking killing me. Like, if a noise continues, I can't drown it out. Like, it grates against my brain and I just want to kill the next person, like, that I see. Like, I can very easily get annoyed by noises. Number 12. What is your first childhood memory that you recall? Like, first as in like chronologically. Probably when I was really young. I was pretty young, and I got sick. Like, I had like a stomach bug and I was vomiting like all over the house. It was pretty bad. That's like my first, that's I think that was probably, yeah, my first memory I have from childhood was that. Not a particularly good first memory, but whatever. Number 13, describe the last beautiful thing you saw. Nature, person, art, something more abstract. Last beautiful thing I saw? Oh, it was definitely a person. It was definitely a person. Yeah, it was a person. I mean, not that I probably didn't see other like beautiful things, but I just sometimes, don't notice them. So, Anyway, this was a pretty cool little questionnaire. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. Take it easy.